Hello, Colin here, podcast engineer, producer, musician, raconteur, and exquisite judge of fine headphone devices. This episode is brought to you by Studio. Studio is a Swedish company that makes stylish headphones with studio quality sound. I have been enjoying my Regent headphones so much. They are cordless headphones that pair with my iPod or iPhone via Bluetooth, and they sound great. Phone calls have been no problem, and my voracious podcast listening habits, whether on a walk or driving to work or trying to ignore my toddler, they've worked great. The name Studio was inspired by Phil Collins. The song Studio, 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 Studio. Pretty cool, right? Visit www.studiosweden.com and get a 15% off discount at checkout with discount code NOISEPOP, all one word. Studio provides free shipping worldwide. So get some of that Scandinavian goodness in your ear holes right about now, all right? Go for it. StudioSweden.com. Get a 15% off discount at checkout with discount code NOISEPOP. Studio provides free shipping worldwide. It's a good deal. I'm Colin, and I approve this message. Now I'm going to go finish up the rest of the podcast.
Welcome back to the NOISEPOP podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. We're back with a new Noisemakers episode for August, and we've got seven new tracks that we're super hyped to share with you. But before we get going, you may have noticed that this episode's releasing on a Thursday instead of the usual Tuesday. Now, from here on out, you can look forward to new episodes of the NOISEPOP podcast every other Thursday. Before we get into the mix, Outside Lands Festival is this weekend in San Francisco, and our last episode of July was an Outside Lands preview. So if you're gearing up to go to Golden Gate Park this weekend, you'll definitely want to check that one out before you head to the festival for sure. And now, without further ado, this is the August Noisemakers Mix. Big Thief has a new album called Capacity out on Saddle Creek, and it came out in June, and I was a little late to the game on this record because it sounded so different from their debut, Masterpiece, which was a really strong album. I thought they were one of the best new acts of last year. The lead singer's name is Adrian Lenker, and now I'm totally sold on this new one, especially the track we're going to play for you right now. It was the lead single from the record. It's called Mythological Beauty, and it's this solemn track that I feel like I wake up with it in my head more often than not these days. It's really gorgeous. They're banned from Philadelphia. They're going to be in San Francisco at the Chapel on October 7th, so you'll want to hit that show up for sure. Here we go. Mythological Beauty by Big Thief.
Outside of ordinary scene.
That was Big Thief with Mythological Beauty. For me, Twin Peaks was the best live band of 2016. I mean, I think I had more fun at Twin Peaks shows than any other band. I caught them a few times, and they've got amazing energy. If you haven't listened to their Down in Heaven record from last year, I would put that top on your list. It's incredible. In the meantime, this year, they're not dropping a new album, but they're doing something really cool instead, where they're dropping a new 7-inch single every month through the end of the year. They call it the Sweet 17 Singles, as in 2017. We're going to play the A-side from the first 7-inch in the series. It's called Tossing Tears, and the hallmark of this band is that every song sounds so different from the other one. They have multiple songwriters, and the Sweet 17 series is following the same pattern. So this track is awesome. It's called Tossing Tears by Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
That was Tossing Tears by Twin Peaks. Discovering Felt Records this year has been a bit of a revelation for me. We played a track from a band called Houses of Heaven a couple months ago on a Noisemakers mix. They're from Oakland. Awesome track. The band we're going to play for you today is called Gold Class, and they're a post-punk band from Melbourne, Australia. This track is called Get Yours. It's like brand spanking new. The lead singer of Gold Class, his name is Adam Curley, and his intonation reminds me of Morrissey, and the music kind of has the despair of like a proto-martyr track. I listen to this band and I'm just like, fuck man, they are great. You got to check this one out. This is Get Yours by Gold Class. That was Gold Class with Get Yours. This next track from Yeji just puts me in this wonderful sort of haze when I listen to it. It's called Noonside, and Yeji's a Korean-born, New York City-based electronic and visual artist. What's cool about her music is that there's really awesome visual accompaniments to everything. There's a video for Noonside. We're going to link it on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast for you to check out afterwards. Yeji's on the God Mode label that's yielded artists like Shamir, and they're doing some really cool disruptive things in the music industry. This is a cool track. Shout out to Kathy Yeji Lee. Shout out to Asian American women doing kick-ass shit in indie music. Here's Noonside by Yeji.
Mm-hmm.
That was Yeji with Noonside. Yellow Days is English singer and multi-instrumentalist George Vanderbroek, and I took to this kid's music the minute I heard it. He's got this gravelly voice that reminds me of King Cruel. There's like groovy and soulful guitars, like slow bass hits. He's got a record coming out on Goodyear's Music later this year called Is Everything Okay in Your World? This track just came out. It's called Hurt and Love. Check it out from Yellow Days.
Mind, oh, mind to be hurt.
That was Yellow Days with Hurt and Love. Okay, this next track is super sultry. Like, this is some straight up bedroom music, under the cover stuff right here from Jordan Rockay. It's called Sorceress. It was the first single from his upcoming album on Ninja Tune Records, which is an incredible label. Album's called Wallflower. It's coming out on September 22nd. And also on September 22nd, he's coming to San Francisco playing Pop Scene at Rickshaw Stop. Shout out to my buddy Aaron Axelson, who puts those shows on. Not one, but two sets. There's an early show and a late show. Highly suggest you get in there one way or another. This is Sorceress by Jordan Rockay.
Darkness growing over me silently. It's creeping closer. Depths try to take hold of me violently. They seem to hold her. Snake, I try some wizardry patiently. You seem to bolster. Hate towards my imagery vacantly. You are the sorceress. 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 Tell me the truth, you are the
That was Sorceress by Jordan Rake. Yusef Kamal's a recent discovery of mine. They're this jazz duo, super funky, a lot of improv jazz in there. And if you've been following along with our Noisemakers episodes, we're ending all our mixes with instrumental tracks like this. These guys hail from London. It's a drummer, Yusef Days, and a drummer keyboardist, Kamal Williams. So that's where the name comes from. Yusef Kamal is two guys, not one dude. Kamal Williams also makes music under the Henry Wu moniker, which is a really dope project. A little more hip-hop and breaks production. Definitely still jazzy, but Yusef Kamal put out an album called Black Focus, and it's predicated on the Rhodes piano, and it reminds me of like Taylor McFerrin. This is really cool stuff. They actually won Jazz FM's Breakthrough Artist of 2016, and I tell you about their shows in the States, but they haven't had any. They were supposed to come out here and play South by Southwest this year, but they were blocked from entering by all accounts because of Donald Trump's dumbass executive order. So I want to end this episode by saying, fuck Donald Trump, especially when it infringes on the masses being exposed to really cool jazz music like these guys. So shout out Yusef Kamal. This track is called Yo Chavez from their album Black Focus. Thanks again for joining us on the Noisepot Podcast. This episode was produced by me and Colin El Producto Peden. It was engineered by Colin. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and admin support is provided by Megan Mayer. You can find us in The Mission on August 19th for Noise Pop's 5th annual 20th Street Block Party with artists like Neon Indian, Kilo Quiche, Hoops, and the Tambo Rays. It's a free event, and there'll also be tons of food, drinks, arts and crafts, and just a ton of awesome shit to do, all from local businesses. Until then, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.